This is The Brief on the kinase activity profiling posters at the April 2026 AACR meeting in San Diego. Kinases are basically biological on-off switches for cell growth. You can think of a cell's kinome as this incredibly complex electrical circuit board we're finally learning to read. And we have to read the whole board, because just snipping a single wire isn't going to stop cancer. First, a tumor's drug sensitivity relies on entire signaling networks. Profiling reveals distinct pathway clusters, like the PI3K-AKT survival pathway versus cell cycle checkpoints, that accurately predict a patient's response. It's kind of like a city traffic grid. Blocking one street absolutely won't work if you ignore all the alternate routes. But what happens when the cancer actively builds new roads to survive? Second, profiling uncovers exactly how tumors resist treatment. I mean, why do cancers constantly outsmart our frontline drugs? Well, because they literally rewrite their own biochemical survival code under pressure. We saw an aggressive pediatric muscle cancer bypass ALK inhibitors by shifting to PI3K and CDK pathways, while glioblastoma brain tumors rewired PDGFR-alpha to survive electromagnetic therapy. Since tumors constantly adapt, developers need ironclad proof their therapies are destroying the right targets. Finally, profiling validates next-generation therapies. We're talking new PROTAC degraders selectively wiping out specific kinases in triple-negative breast cancer, alongside novel monoclonal antibodies hunting down leukemia cells. Look, it's easy to design a theoretical smart drug, but does it actually hit the biochemical bullseye inside a live cell without destroying normal bystander cells? This brings us to the ultimate goal, turning data into durable cures. Ultimately, tracking cancer's complex signaling networks allows us to predict patient responses, outsmart treatment resistance, and validate the exact biochemical impact of tomorrow's precision therapies.